Lent Day 8, Judgment. As we begin the second week of the Lenten season, we explore our emotions and the actions they produce. We begin this week by looking at the instruction pertaining to judgment given to us by Jesus Christ in the Sermon on the Mount. We read Jesus' words, "Do not judge, or you too will be judged. For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged. And with the same measure that you use, it will be measured to you. Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, 'Let me take the speck out of your own eye,' when all the time there is a plank in your own eye? You hypocrite, first take the plank out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye." In this very short passage, we find a very powerful message, which is instructional for all of life. "Do not judge," says Jesus. In that instruction, we come to understand God's vantage point. How does God view each of us as a collective, that is, as his children inhabiting this planet? In the eyes of God, there are no differences between people. There are no races to differentiate people. We are all his children. If you think about it for a moment, you would understand the saying that all wars are considered to be civil wars in the eyes of God. We are all his children. Therefore, an assault on anyone is an assault on God's creation. Jesus says, "Do not judge," because on the playing field we are all equals. There is no one to judge another. Jesus goes on to remind us that God makes the sun shine down on the good and the bad because he does not differentiate between the two. Therefore, if God doesn't differentiate between people, who are we to dare to presume that we are better than anyone else? That is why he says, "Look first within. Look at the damages you have in your own life. Remove that so that you clearly can see the greater picture." After all, that is exactly the purpose of Lent. It's time, 40 days, where we are looking to remove those planks from our own eyes so that we can see the wonders of life. We are pulling back the curtain so that we can see the good of God's creation all around us. Wouldn't it be beautiful to look into the eyes of another human being and see the reflection of God? What if we could look deep into the soul of another and truly see the presence of God? Do you want to get to that point? Well, first remove the plank from your own eye so that you can clearly see the wonders all around you. Last week, we had an instruction on prayer. Jesus teaches us, "Our Father." We pray, "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name." The one request that we make of our Heavenly Father in that prayer is that he forgive us our sins. How? We say it by the same measure with which we forgive others. We say, "Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespassed against us." In other words, by that same standard we will be judged. As we read today, Jesus says not to judge. Be careful. By the same standard we judge others, we will be judged. Indeed, today's lesson is a simple one, yet a difficult one to actualize. But that's what Lent is about, simple yet difficult. Take this opportunity to look at your relationships with loved ones, spouses, children, and parents. Look at relationships you have with friends, coworkers, acquaintances, and people that you would like to know. Look at the judgments you make and see how artificial they are. Look at your prejudices, prejudgments. These prejudgments that you make every day. We all make judgments. It doesn't mean that we're bad people. It just means we are human. But in that humanity, take a lesson from Jesus Christ. You can find love, and that love is no farther than the people all around you. Look at the difficulties, those planks that distort your perception and prevent us from seeing the beauty that is all around us. Judge not, lest you be judged. Remove the plank out of your own eye. What you will find is that you won't be able to see the plank in your brother's eye. Instead, you will only see the presence of God. We pray today from Nerses Shnorali. Righteous Judge, when you come in the glory of the Father to judge the living and the dead, enter not into judgment with your servant, but deliver me from the eternal fire. Make me worthy to hear the blissful call of the just to your heavenly kingdom. Have mercy on all your creatures and upon me, a great sinner. Amen.
Apostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.